This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States military told VOA on Monday it has not received orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan and remains fully committed to Afghan partners to achieve security objectives. But U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham told reporters Monday during a visit to Kabul that U.S. President Donald Trump is planning a partial withdrawal of troops from the country. He said the president would announce the withdrawal this week, and the process will likely begin next year. Officials in Afghanistan have also told VOA that the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stems from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. On Saturday, U.S. media reported that President Trump's administration intends to announce this week plans to reduce the number of American forces in Afghanistan by around 4,000. Graham said the president could reduce troop numbers from the current 12,000 to 8,600. President Trump is backing his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, as an impeachment vote in the House draws near.
No, not too much, but he's a very great crime fighter.
He called Rudy Giuliani very smart.
He sees all of the hoax that happens when they talk about impeachment hoax or the Russian collusion delusion.
With the impeachment vote looming, moderate Democrats like Utah's Ben McAdams are saying how they will vote.
I will vote yes.
He's hoping the president will be censured.
Instead of putting the country through a divisive and lengthy Senate impeachment trial with a predetermined outcome of dismissal.
But McAdams said what the president did was wrong. Ed Donahue, Washington.
House Democratic leaders have scheduled a full vote on the articles of impeachment for Wednesday. Representatives are expected to vote along party lines, meaning the resolution would pass. You're listening to VOA News. A senior U.S. diplomat on Monday made a last-minute plea for North Korea to stop its provocations and re-enter nuclear negotiations. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
It's not too late for North Korea to engage in nuclear talks. That's from Steve Biegun, the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, who's visiting Seoul this week. In recent weeks, North Korea has issued almost daily warnings about its end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to soften its stance on nuclear talks. North Korea has threatened to deliver an ominous Christmas gift, saying it's up to the U.S. what kind of present it will get. Biegun called those comments regrettable. Biegun's trip to Seoul comes days after North Korea conducted two tests, apparently of engines for long-range missiles. There are fears the North could soon resume long-range missile tests. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
The United Nations AIDS Agency has fired two staffers for financial and sexual misconduct. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
One of the staffers is a whistleblower whose allegations of being sexually assaulted sparked months of turmoil at the organisation. Last March, Martina Brostrom publicly accused a senior UN AIDS director of forcibly kissing her and trying to drag her out of a Bangkok elevator in 2015. She also said he had sexually harassed her on other occasions. But before those allegations became public, Brostrom herself and a supervisor were being probed by UN officials for their own sexual and financial misconduct, as revealed in an Associated Press story in April. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French labor unions are planning mass demonstrations for Tuesday. It's the 13th day of a transport strike that has closed most Paris metro lines and shut down all but a few commuter trains. The strike has also disrupted domestic and international train and airline service. The strike is meant to protest the government's plan to develop a universal pension scheme that would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 and base earnings on the worker's entire career rather than the worker's highest income. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said the changes would ensure the pension system is fair for a growing population, but union leaders have flatly rejected the plan. Local governments across the United States Midwest and Northeast urged drivers to stay off the roads as a second major storm brought snow, ice, and a wintry mix to areas from Kansas to New Hampshire. The National Weather Service is warning more than 53 million people to expect hazardous conditions. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.